Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Scott Frost is coming back to Nebraska. The former Huskers quarterback was introduced yesterday as the new University of Nebraska head football coach. Frost, he won 18 games in two seasons as the head coach of the University of Central Florida, member of Nebraska's 1997 co-national champions.
I mean, the big thing is he's completely turned around a dead program. I mean, they went 0-12, and then 2 years turned it to 12-0, and the only team in the country that actually is undefeated.
Yeah, UCF.
Wow.
So, you know, like Bill Moos, our AD, said, he goes, this is the top prospect in the country.
Yeah.
And we probably got him because he's coming home. I mean, we're very, very lucky. Every team in the country, yeah, and a lot of teams need a new coach, wanted this guy, and we got him because he's from here. So we're very lucky. And I think a lot of us that are Husker fans feel like we finally got our guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's been restored. He showed up yesterday. There were 200 former players down there that greeted him. And he was like, let's get this done right, boys. I thought that was great.
And that's the thing.
He goes, I'm going to need your help. I want your ideas, except when they're bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was funny.
And you know what? He knows the program. He knows what the program used to be because he was part of it. And that's the thing about Riley and Callahan, all those other guys, that they don't know. They're bringing their stuff here. You know, so yeah.
Well, it's not
tried
guy,
it, but didn't work.
It's not a guy taking a gig. This is him coming home.
Yeah.
I think this is staying put, raising a family. You know, he just had a baby, so thanks to his wife for letting him uproot. Thanks to Matt Davison who pulled the thing off.
Thank you, sir.
His best friend and the color commentator, who's now the assistant AD.
Yeah.
So obviously they threw that in to Matt. They're like, if you can land this guy, and then it's turning out they're staying Tom Osborne, obviously. That Scott Frost agreed, told Nebraska he's taking the gig last Monday, but needed a talking to on Friday from Tom Osborne.
Okay.
That's what the paper reports.
And that clinched
it. You know, he
it.
Got a little bit of last-minute cold feet. But obviously, I wouldn't call it cold feet. Scott did it the right way. He wanted to, like he said, let me see the UCF thing through. Yeah. I owe it to my players. I want to focus on winning on Saturday. But they were like, you got to give us a decision. That was the hard thing last week, I think.
Had to.
They're like, you got to tell us.
Hey, if you look around all over the country, everyone's making a decision. Someone today took the Arizona job. So, yeah. Well, welcome home.
Yeah,
we'll
lucky.
Get a chance. Scott Frost is still going to be coaching Central Florida. They're headed to the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day. They're facing off against 7th-ranked Auburn. I love it. It's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. I always think it's so interesting when you hear, like, the corporate name where it's like the Doritos Ranch Bowl, whatever. I mean, it's just, so it's Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And text messaging is now 25 years old. First text messages were sent on December 3rd, 1992. And it was an engineer. He typed the words Merry Christmas on a computer and sent it to a cell phone. That was the first text message.
Remember when we first got out there, you're like, isn't this just like email? It's like, it's like email.
Yeah, it's
We've gotten savvier, quicker. Emojis have changed things. People can send things without even writing a single word.
Just think about this. Think about the nudies. I mean, it has opened up the world of wiener pics.
You're talking about sexting.
Yeah, sexting.
I just remember when smartphones used to have tactile buttons on it, you know, buttons you could actually feel. That's why the BlackBerry guys held on so long.
Yeah,
now they're all touchscreens. But back in the day when you could just, you know, you could feel the screen. A lot of people could text blind.
Yeah.
Did you ever know how to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you didn't have to look down at the screen. You knew where the keys were.
Not
so
much
now. You could one-handed thumb text. I used to have that down.
While pretending to have a conversation with somebody.
No, it was like the last form of safe texting and driving.
Yeah.
Because you could have one hand on the steering wheel. You're looking out the window and with the right hand on.
Texting away. Well, so it's 25 years.
25 years today, they say more than 780 billion text messages were sent around the country just this past June. I mean, we're texting billions and billions every day. And Facebook is looking to grab a whole new demographic, kids. They made the big announcement today that they're launching a standalone app, Facebook Messenger Kids, and it's all about children ages 6 to 12. The app allows young users to chat with their friends, make video calls, kid-friendly filters. It's like a Snapchat for little guys.
And are they pitching that, hey, and your parents aren't on it?
Right. So this may sound like a parent's worst nightmare, but Facebook said it put safeguards in place to keep the platform safe and private, and it's kid only. So they say parents have to set up the kid's Messenger Kids account and approve who they can communicate with.
Jeez, we've already, I mean, the youth has already been lost through the phone and all that stuff. Do you think, I understand, you know, Facebook's a business and I feel like that's what they're trying to do.
Get them in early. Get them early. Yeah. Get them young, get them groomed, you know, so this is the thing they feel loyal to. I love this part. The company said it will collect, quote, little data about its young users. I mean, that would be the big thing, is that you're opening up your kids to start getting, you know, data mined at the age of six.
Dislikes. What age are the kids right now getting an Instagram?
Jeez, I don't know.
Snapchat
what the youngest
account
is.
I don't know if there's an age limit for things like that. I mean, for Snapchat.
Your parents could set it up either way. I'm just curious what the trend is of how young.
Mm-hmm. And how young is your kids out there that have Snapchat? You can call us 938-9400. I don't know what the age. I'm guessing if I had a child, I would probably say 12 maybe, right?
Yeah, 12 seems about right. I mean,
old?
I feel like 13 years old. That's how old you have to be. Facebook's policy still requires users to be at least 13 years old to sign up for their main site. So just because you're signing up your 6 to 12-year-old, you have to set it up as the grown-up.
Yeah. Remember,
can't do it for themselves.
Snapchat already has Snap Kids.
Oh, they do?
I didn't know that. Which is for kids under 13.
I mean, video chatting services like Skype and FaceTime. I just had one of my kids' schoolmates, their mom, say, you know, oh, well, we should have the kids FaceTime. You know, I remember talking on the phone when I was a kid. And
what do you think?
Well, it was an interesting idea, like, because basically what happened is our two kids got in trouble the other day for talking in class. And part of it is that nowadays, you know, kids, it's like the only time you get to talk to your friends is during class, because you go home and you live your separate lives and nobody's talking on phones because nobody has house phones anymore, right? And so she's like, well, what if we told them that they could FaceTime with each other for, like, you know, 10 minutes a day? And it was just such a modern solution to such an age-old problem of kids wanting to talk. You know, I don't know what they talk about, but obviously they have a lot to talk about because they're getting in trouble in class for talking to one another. But yeah, FaceTiming now is like the after school.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the new parent way of like, get off FaceTime. It's time for dinner, instead of like, hang up the phone. I'm waiting for a call.
You're like, Mom.
I know. Security experts are warning about car thieves. They're using the new technology in order to steal vehicles, so those key fobs and push to start systems can be
hacked and copied.
So the system allows thieves to capture and amplify key fob signals while the fob is locked inside the owner's own home. And so they're using this to go ahead and boost the car. So I guess everybody should be aware that if you have a fob, it could be copied.
When they first came out with it, people were saying, well, is this safe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like tech fail. Come on. They said it was going to be pirate proof. And basically these key fobs are just like your garage door opener that can get hacked. Remember the thieves that can drive down the street,
just hit the buttons, and open
half the garage doors.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting.
It happened to me. I think it was just a neighbor, but
accidentally, it's on the same frequency as you
weird.
Are.
Weird. Come on, the garage door would be open, or I'd watch it open, and I'm like, "What is going on?" But I never thought of maybe somebody was trying to case the joint.
Mm-hmm. A team of scientists have created artificial muscles that could give robots super strength. Now, why do we need them to do that?
Muscles, huh?
Yes. It's a material. It was inspired by origami, and it can lift 1,000 times its own weight. So, I mean, these would be almost like superhuman robots that we would be creating.
I wouldn't think robots really need muscles.
That's what I mean.
It's a machine. It's a more efficient fulcrum, you know, than your arm.
They're saying that the stronger robots can perform more delicate tasks and then more rigid machines. So they say that the muscles could one day help robots perform tiny work inside the human body. So whether or not we ever have like robot surgeons that these quote unquote super muscles could
super
help them
strong,
do it.
Little nanobots. Gets angry, yanks your heart right out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know.
Put a little heart on the vein, huh? Yeah.
I don't know if I really am all that hot about the idea that they have super strength. I'm like,
well, could you apply this artificial material, which is equivalent to natural muscle, to humans?
Ooh, probably so.
You know, will there be a synthetic replacement? Because that's what they're saying. It's like, they're saying it's like a muscle, synthetic muscle.
So we'll see if that could actually be translated into, you know, helping people who have like muscle atrophy that are alive.
You wonder where prosthetic legs are going to go. They seem pretty amazing. You know, people have prosthetic legs and they run in marathons and.
It's so Monday, you know, everybody's back to work. And while we're all still riding on the high of getting a new head coach, it still is Monday. But here's another little something maybe to get you through the day. Happens to be National Cookie Day.
Oh, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah, it actually comes from a Dutch word, cookie, which means little cake, which makes sense. Nothing makes you happier than like a cookie. I mean, cake always seems like so...
What's your favorite? Mine's chocolate chip all day
chocolate
long.
Chocolate chip?
Yeah.
All day long. I'm a purist. Just
They're
give me a
trying
chocolate
to
chip cookie.
Push it though if you get, you know, you go out and you get fast food, Subway, Panera, whatever.
Hey, you want a cookie?
You know what? I never get it. I don't know why.
No,
because
you
already
feel like you're splurt. You're like, I'm already getting.
Oh, I always get the cookie add-on. It's a dollar. How could you not? It's like so worth it. You can save it for later. I mean, like you're going to, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can tell yourself that you're saving it for later. There's all sorts of fun stuff going on. People are, you know, cookies and, I don't know, tis the season. I mean, people are going to start doing their cookie exchanges and the Toll House cookie and, you know, all sorts of different, but hey, get a jump start. Today's cookie day. Treat yourself. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Channel 94.1.
Hey, this is Lord. This is my station. I love it.
Channel 94.1.
If you've never seen Lord live, this is really your opportunity.
In March at the beautiful Pinnacle Bank Arena down in Lincoln. Man, that place is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? We're going to have the rail yard now finally being used to its full potential.
Yes, sir.
That was the thing. Frost sat out there yesterday and it was like, look at the stadium. Look at this.
Uh-huh.
It's all here. His whole speech was, it's timing. Now's the time. Everything's in place. And I like how Bill Moos was like, we're going to keep that sellout streak intact. In fact, we're going to add seats.
You're trying to make me cry, aren't you?
Oh, dang it.
Making my eyes
all right, who's winning? Lord.
Hello, who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. You a Husker fan, Matt? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Just on my way to work right now.
Okay. Cool. So what did you think about the whole Frost thing?
I'm pretty excited. Hopefully it can bring something in for the Huskers and hopefully get us back to where we used to be.
I know. God, I mean, it's just great. I don't know how to describe the feeling I have inside.
What
were you doing when, did you watch the, tell me about the weekend. Did you watch the press conference and stuff? Or?
No, I didn't get to it.
Okay. It's a tearjerker. That's for sure.
I love it.
I'm trying to let people know it's okay to cry over this. I cry over sports movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Every football movie, basketball, it doesn't even matter what the movie is. If it's sports, if it's Secretariat and horse racing, I will bawl at the end of it every single time
almost.
Really? Yeah, and this was reminiscent of that, and it wasn't even a movie. This was real life.
I felt like it was like Scott was sitting there looking out at all of us.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys on board? Like, because I am. Like, you want this as much as I do? Like, I was amazed with how genuine it came across. I knew it would be, but, like, I didn't think it could match expectations because people, you know.
No.
we've been geeked out all year, like, we're going to get Scott.
I know. You know what? And I've been on board of that whole, we're going to get him, we're going to get him, we're going to get him, all that stuff. Maybe I was in denial deep inside. I don't know. And when it happened, I don't know what happened to me. I instantly became such the biggest Homer fan of all time. I mean, I love you, Scott Frost.
He's like, I hear you, and it's creepy. Exactly. He's like, the season hasn't even started yet. Let's try not to get a restraining order on the books before we even do the spring game. How about that?
I know. Hey, man, we got a pair of tickets for you to Lord, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, man. Who's on your list of going?
Probably taking my wife with me.
Okay. All right.
That's a good choice.
You're a good man, my friend.
Winning tickets for the missus.
Yeah, look at that. All right, hold on line, okay, bud?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a story today, all these Scott Frost stories. So one of them is about when he got out of the NFL in 2003, how he came back here to Nebraska, tried working at an investment firm in Omaha for a week.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And was like, I can't do this. Went hunting back in Wood River, did some golf, tried being a retiree, you know, briefly. Like, what are you going to do post?
You bet, yeah.
Post football, you know, his playing career had ended after the 03 season, and he got back into coaching. But you wonder, I mean, what if he would have stayed put? What if he would have liked being an investor?
Yeah.
He might have looked like some of the other guys. So yesterday he said the 200 players, former players that showed up, he said the first thing I thought of was like, well, they've all been eating too much.
I know.
Because he's been living like a player's regimen where most former players, you retire, you get fat like the rest of us.
He has followed his dream, made the right decisions at the right time to get to where he's at now. I'm telling you, Molly, I'm just so excited that we very possibly could have the coach for a long, long time. He's 42.
Yeah, no,
he
I mean...
He can be coached till I die.
Why wouldn't you? Well, a lot of people come back home to
I love it.
Nebraska, and this is him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying briefly in 03, but then he's been off coaching. You remember he did K-State and Oregon and all the places he went.
Yeah.
And so this is like a homecoming.
Yeah.
You know, recently married, right? I don't think he's been...
Yeah, he's married.
Married too long. Just had a kid a couple weeks ago that said during the game that he hadn't even named his baby yet.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, he was joking. He goes, I'm not good at making decisions. He goes, I struggle with decisions. He goes, it took me till I was 41 to get engaged.
That's funny.
So this is him coming home. Remember that pressure to come home?
He's amazing. He likes to memorize the plays the night before the game so he doesn't spend any time looking down, and he's always watching the game, watching the players, everything. He can make decisions that fast.
This is almost
that's party's
creepy. You fell in love hard.
I know
you
this
fell
is
in
your
love
creepy Ed
hard.
Sheeran.
Yeah,
you know how
it
weird,
is.
How
lots
fan,
of touching
fangirl you got over Ed Sheeran.
Well, I'll tell you what, he said that he hadn't had a haircut even for the press conference. He's been so busy winning championships and stuff. I thought to myself, you know, Scott, it don't look bad.
I like your hair long.
He could have said anything, and you would have
been like.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
He said he wanted sleep, which you could tell if you saw any of the interviews last week. You could tell. And now that's what the paper's saying. It was weighing on him heavily. Not that he thought he was making a bad decision. I think he felt torn leaving. Things were going so amazing down there. Yeah. But how could you say no? So part of me felt bad watching the press conference. I'm like, he's such a stud that he's coming home, coming home, taking care of what he's got to do. That you wondered, I'm like, I don't know if you could feel that. Can you say no? I don't think you could probably say no. That's why it was so hard.
Well,
what if you were super happy someplace, but you had to come home? Mm-hmm. You got to save the program. The timing, it's
the timing
perfect.
Is right.
It. When you're torn between two places.
Torn between two lovers.
I like your hair long. Scott, I like your hair. You know when he said that he hadn't gotten much sleep?
He's in the elevator on the way up to the presser.
I know, he's like,
Party's like, hey, I like your hair long.
And you could tell he's like, see, this is the stuff I read about.
See, this is why I'm
like,
not.
Why the fans are too weird.
What a dark side
they love you
to
until
this decision.
They love you until they hate you. They squeeze you too hard.
Oh, I know. But dang it, I don't squeeze that hard. Just give him, you know, when he said when he said that he didn't get much sleep, you know, first thing I thought to myself is, let me get you some warm milk.
You look rested.
Let me get you some warm milk.
I think your hair looks great. I'm serious. I didn't even notice. Had you not said, you know what? I'm thinking about growing my hair out to look like yours now.
Scott's like, how long is this elevator? What floor is the top? What are we going to the
I have a question.
80th floor?
Someone can help. Emergency. Maybe Jeff can help. Is he a ginger or not?
Party's wearing a Scott Frost wig.
Yeah, he's a red.
He was a blonde in the young age.
He's a redhead like me.
Yeah.
And he's a redhead like Mr. Tom Osborne. Dr. Tom Osborne.
Okay.
Because
I thought his hair looked blonder when he was like blonde or something. Maybe a blonde turns red. I mean,
the hair molts, you know? The ginger, it depends on how much sun it's been in. It's been drenched by the sun down in Florida.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Might have gotten a little lighter. I don't know.
Yeah, it just gets a little like that pink.
I'll tell you what, he looks good in a suit. I'll tell you that. You see all these coaches generally, they're all kind of dumpy. He's got to put together that Frost guy. It's getting weird, huh?
Uh-huh.
What did you say? You don't squeeze too hard?
I don't squeeze too hard.
I feel like I don't squeeze too hard.
I don't.
We need to get you a Scott Frost.
Give me a doll. Give me a doll. Scott Frost doll. Scott Frost doll. That's what I want.
Big we need to doll. Get him a wig and a red tie. You know?
Okay.
You're a single white female for the new Husker coach.
You're single white Frost.
Single white Frost.
I have a gray suit too, and I'm letting my hair grow long. He's like, I'm so out of here. This is the downside to doing
We need to get you a red clip on. Red clip on tie. gray sport coat.
Oh, geez. All of those things sound awesome. Thank you. Before I would get offended. But you know what? That sounds good to me.
Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
Celebrity News, Molly, what's up there?
Yeah, word came last week that Matt Lauer had been fired from the NBC Today show for sexual misconduct. And it looks like he's got a lot of time on his hands to think about it on account of the fact that not only has he lost his job, but it sounds like his wife is out of the picture as well.
Well, she's been, it says, I read that they've been living separately for years.
Yes.
You know, this is the straw.
Yeah, I mean, separately, but I think like within the same house, like they're strangers to each other, but they still live in that Hamptons home. And I guess she has taken the kids and moved out. I guess she took the kids out of school and may have left the U.S. and gone to see her her family.
Oh, think about that. It's so embarrassing for everyone around. And I mean,
what about till death do us part?
Yeah, well, this was his second marriage. I don't know what marriage it was for her, but I guess she's from the Netherlands.
You know,
and
what
so
is that?
She's taken the kids right. And she's run.
What about death do us part?
You're a pretty big cad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep in mind, she filed for divorce in 2006, way before any of this stuff, claiming cruel and inhumane treatment at the hands of Matt Lauer. And then they patched it up and withdrew it all. And he offered her like a $5 million post-nuptial agreement if she stayed. So there have been troubles in paradise for a while. And I think that this was just like, you know what? You're on your own, you creep. He also got bad news from NBC. They're not going to pay him for that final year of the contract that he had. He was supposed to get paid the $25 million through 2018. And they're saying, nope, his last day of work last week was the last day he's getting paid
for. So he'll have to
go
get a job. We'll see him pulling a shift at Best Buy this Christmas.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, I'm Matt, can I help you? You're like, Matt, can I get a little bit of breathing room, buddy? I'm going to buy this on Amazon anyway. I'm just using your showroom to shop. Are you Matt Lauer?
Back up, Matt. Matt is definitely going to have a very quiet, maybe subdued holiday season. Stranger Things has been renewed for a third season. The release date from Netflix has yet to be announced, but that is good news for everybody that loves Stranger Things. The way they kind of ended season two sort of left it open to
it did
another possible stint, so that wasn't that big of a surprise.
Stranger Things will go until we lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, to be honest with you, it's really not that good.
You didn't like it?
I said it. No, it's good, but it's not the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I really enjoyed it.
I know, I enjoyed it too. I'm just saying.
But I know what you mean. Yeah. Like the first season was like super special. And then how do you live up to that? I always feel like that's the sophomore. Yeah. They did a good job though. I mean, you know, I mean, those kids, they got to act fast. Those kids are growing up.
Mm-hmm. There's that's what'll tap it out. Yeah. How many years you have with the kids?
Well, and I had heard rumblings after, and this was way before they announced this third season, but I had heard rumblings when the second season first came out that maybe they would do a big leap if they did a season three where it wouldn't include the kids. It would be the kids grown up, almost like an It.
Oh, wow.
You know how It is told in two sections where it's like It when they're like the kids, and that's the one that came out in theaters, and then part two is when they're all grozy upsies and they come back home.
How much money do they need?
It's not about money. It's about the fact that, like, I mean, these kids are TikTok. I mean, like,
well,
these kids are growing up.
But I guess when it gets to an age, let it go.
Right. So I don't know if they're going to try that formula, but I had read something that they were going to do that. The kids could still maybe be a part of it in flashbacks, but that they'd go definitely. I guess Jay-Z and Kanye, they were super close for a long time, but they have definitely gone through some rough patches. And Jay-Z did an interview with the New York Times last week, and he said that he recently reached out to Kanye, but that those two have a complicated relationship. He's like, Kanye came into this business on my label. This was Jay-Z. And he's like talking, he's like, I've always been a big brother, but we've been competitive. And I guess lately there's been tension.
I think it got weird when he jumped on stage and, you know, over and over about Beyonce. It's like, all right, let me handle this.
Not being nice to Kim. So I guess Jay-Z, the interviewer asked Jay-Z, but there's tension, right? And he said, yeah, but that happens. Hopefully when we're 89, we'll look at these 6 months or whatever, and we'll laugh at that.
When we're 89.
I don't know. I'm like, you plan on living a long time. So we shall see. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the genius behind Hamilton and the guy who composed all the music for Moana, he and his wife announced they're expecting a second child. So this is the big happy news. They tweeted a few photos, but they have a little guy, 3-year-old son, Sebastian. So that he's a big brother.
Been really funny on Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. So he was on again last night. He's been on like the last 4 episodes, and it's hilarious. Like they did I've never seen Hamilton, so I assume people who have seen Hamilton have got to love these Curb because it's the creative process. And last night they actually saw the fake musical
because they're doing the
that
musical
is Fatwa.
Thing. Yeah, Fatwa.
So it's Lin as the lead character singing, and
that's funny. Yeah, it's got quite a following, and now it's open in LA. It's going to be touring. This is Hamilton that we're talking about. But that is your celebrity news update on OMS number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I just wonder if Lin do things other than Broadway musicals. Like, will he just straight up be an actor? You know, character and a comedy and a rom-com. He's playing himself, and he's really funny.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, it's his jumping point, and anything is probably out there for him now.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.